Morning, Romina.
Okay, Bez Hashem, Beli Nether, let's finish us together. This morning's learning is dedicated to L'ilui Nishmas Avi Moyo, Rav David C. Ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Dalad. We are on the very bottom line of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rav Acha Bar Ava Amar Rav Yochanan. We're learning all about how important special clothing is in Yiddishkeit. Amar Rav Yach Bar Ava Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Acha Bar Yachav said the name Rav Yochanan. Minayin Lishinu Begodim in HaTorah. Where do we learn that by changing clothing, by putting on new clothing, that's considered to be something that the Torah considers to be more chashuv? When you put on new clothing, it's more chashuv. Shneamar, when it talks about the pasuk of the hutzas adeshen and the clearing of the ashes from the pile of ashes that were burning on the Mizbeach all night long. So the Torah says you have to switch your garments. Ufasharis begadav, v'lavash begadim achirim. So you have to take off the regular garments and use other garments to take out the garbage. The Torah is teaching you here a very important lesson. Begadim shebishel behen kedeir l'rabo. The garments that you use for cooking, al yimzog behen kos l'rabo, you should not use for service. The fact that the Gemara says, that the Torah says to change your garments, to take out the ashes that were on the Mizbeach, the Hotzas HaDeshen, shows us that the garments that you wear actually play a role and are important. And you're not supposed to wear disgusting garments in order to do service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you daven, you have to wear nice garments. On Shabbos, you have to wear nice garments. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ava Amar Rav Yochanan, Ginai hu l'tamon chacham sheyetzi b'menolam tulaim l'shuk. It is embarrassing for a tamon chacham to walk out with shoes that have patches on the shoes. A tamon chacham has to walk around looking respectable, as commensurate with the Torah that he learns and teaches. He has to, because we shouldn't have people saying, oh, look at the way a Talmud Chacham dresses. He dresses like an Oisvarf. That's not Kavod HaTorah. Talmud Chacham has to exemplify respect, honor, and dignity when he walks. Asks the Gemara of Harabi, Acha Bar Chanina Nafik. Rav Acha Bar Chanina used to go out to the Shuk wearing shoes that have a patch on them. The Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Eder of Nachman, B'tiloy al gav tiloy. With one patch, it's okay to walk out, but patches on top of patches, that for sure is no good. Amar Rabbi Chim Rabbi Rabbi Yochan, Kol Tam Chacham, Shenimtza Revav al Bigdo Chayv Misa. Unbelievable Gemara. A Tam Chacham that walks out with dirty clothing, he's Chayv Misa. Because it's a lack of Kavod HaTorah. It's like he's not showing honor to the Torah that he learns. Shneamar, Pasuk in Mishlei, Kol Misanai Ahavu Maves. Al Tikre Misanai Ela Masniai. Those who cause people to hate me. You say, oh, look what a life of being a Jew is. He walks around like a shluch, like a nebuch with dirty clothing all the time. That's a Chil Hashem. That's a Chil Hashem. So, Revav. That's Rashi's pshat. Rabbi Nechananel adds that people will not like to hang around with the Talmud Chacham if he's wearing dirty clothing because they're afraid that they'll get dirty from him. there's a beautiful pshat of the Meiri. Beautiful pshat of the Meiri here. The Meiri says it's not only a Talmud Chacham that has a dirty garment, but it's also if he has a dirty midah. If he has a bad midah, if a Talmud Chacham doesn't refine his midos, midos are also called begadim. And lacking of one midah is considered to be like a dark stain on your garment. And just like on a garment, it's very, on a white garment, it's clear to see the dirt. So too, a midah maguna, a bad midah on a Talmud Chacham, is very glaring. And the Talmud Chacham should not allow himself to engage in any bad midah, even in private. Wow, fascinating. Now, there's a question whether or not this this parsha from Mishlei is talking about the praise of Torah. So that's how we know it's referring to a Talmud Chacham. Fine. Ravino Amar Rivad Itmar. Not just, it does not just referring to a dirty stain. Rivad Itmar. It's referring to if the Talmud Chacham walks around with Shechva Zera on his garment. Because if the Talmud Chacham had relations with his wife and didn't clean himself up, that's disgusting. Velo Plige. There's no machlokas. One's talking about the inner garment. That's the Shechva Zera. One's talking about the outer garment. B'kitzer, Talmud Chacham has to be very careful about making sure that he cleans himself up. Otherwise, the Chil Hashem. I'm Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan. Mai dichsev. Pasuk in Yishayo. Kasher holach avdi Yishayo. Arum v'yochef. My servant Yishayo walked around undressed and barefoot for 3 years. Wow, to show about Mitzrayim and Kush. So, is it really true that Yishayo had to walk around naked and barefoot for 3 years? It's ridiculous. What does it mean? Arum bebegadim beluim. Arum means he had to walk around with ripped old garments. And yachef beminalim amatulayim. It meant with shoes that were patched. Tanan Hasa, we learned in the Mishnah over there in Mikvaos about dipping a kli in a mikvah to purify it. Rivav al hamardea, if there is dirt, shuman or chelev on the saddle of a donkey, the pillow which they would place on top of a donkey to warm up the donkey, chotzeitz. So this dirt is a chatzitza when dipping in the mikvah. Even if it's small, because people are usually makpin on that. And anything that you're makpin on is a chatzitza for dipping in the mikvah. Rav Shim Gamliel Omer, ad ki isar ha'italki. He says, it's got to be at least the size of an Italian coin, but if it's less than that, people aren't makpin. Va'al abagadim, however, if this stain was on garments, Mitzad echad eino chotzeitz. If it's only on one side of the garment, it's not a chatzitza. People aren't makban on that. Mishnei tzadim, but if it's on both sides of the beged, it went straight through, chotzeitz. Rabbi Yidomer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, af mitzad echad chotzeitz. He says, even if it's on one side, people are makban. Boimir Rabbi Shimon Lakshmi Rabbi Chanina, mardas, mitzad echad o mishnei tzadim. This that we said on the donkey's pillow is a chatzitza if it has dirt the size of an isar italki, according to one opinion, and even any size according to the other opinion. Is that only on one side or on both sides? Amalei zulo shamati. I didn't hear an answer to this, but kayotzi bashamati. I heard something similar, which may help us answer the question. Disnan, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with what we said before in the name of Rabbi Yehud and the name Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Shel Banoin, if the garment belongs to a Talmud Chacham, a builder, Talmud Chacham are called builders. The Gemara is going to see in a minute, you're going to explain in a minute where that comes from. Mitzad Echad, then even if it's a dirt on one side, they're makbid even on one side. Vishel Bor, but a regular ignoramus, Mishnei Tzadim. It's only considered to be a chatzitza if it's on both sides. So we're not going to be more machmir by a donkey's pillow than we are by the garments of an amaretz, and therefore it's only if it's on two sides that it's considered to be a chatzitza. Says the Gemara, my banoin, why are tamidi chacham called builders? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, elu tamidi chacham she'oskim bebinyanu shel olam kol yemeim. A tamid chacham is called a builder, because the Talmud Chacham builds the world his entire life through Torah, because Torah is the blueprint of the world. Right? If not for the Torah, the world wouldn't be created. The Torah is called, right, that's the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The world only exists and is sustained by the learning of Torah, therefore Talmidei Chacham are called builders. And others add that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world with Torah. The Torah was around, was the blueprint. Right, it also says in Avos, HaShlosh Dvarim Olam, HaTorah Avod HaGimnas Chasadim. Therefore, Torah is called Binyana Shel Olam. Banayach. Correct. Very good. Torah is also Chesed. Shnemar Torah is Chesed Alashona. Olam Chesed Yibana. Harisha Torah Bonus Olam. Torah is called Torah Chesed, and Chesed also builds the world. Right. Pia Pascha B'Chachma V'Torah is Chesed Alashona, and it's Olam Chesed Yibana. So Talmid Chacham is called a builder. Fine. Says the Gemara. There is a halacha in Bava Metzia that a Talmid Chacham who says, this is my lost object, he doesn't have to give a simon. You trust him. He's not going to lie about this. If he says it's his thing, we believe him. Like it says in Bava Metzia, Dav Chav Gimel Amin Beis, in Eilu Metzias, Zeh HaMakbid Al Chaluka Lehovcho. This is a Talmid Chacham who's careful not to wear his clothing inside out. So such a person is going to care enough about his clothing. He's going to care enough about his clothing that he's going to recognize it. So the Gemara Bava Metzia has a different category. It says, what's a Talmid Chacham that you give back with Tvias Ayin? That's someone who only lies about three things. Mesechta, Puria, and Ushpiza. How much learning he knows, issues about his intimate life with his wife, and who he hosts. So how come, so every, all the Rishonim ask, how come over here it's a different shear? Here it says, Usmak bid al chaluko. So Tosus talks about this. And Tosa Rush writes, the Gemara here means that aside from that Talmud Chacham, also a Talmud Chacham who does this, also we give him back his chaluk. But that goes, Hashri says, no, you need both. You got to be someone who never lies, and also someone who is makbid on his not to wear his clothing inside out. And so it passes in Shulchan Aruch. Fine, says the Gemara. Who's the Talmid Chacham that should be appointed as a Jewish leader? You can ask him a halacha from any area in Shas, and he'll tell you. Even from this relatively esoteric, unknown Mesechtos Kitanos, like Mesechus Kala, which is not part of the usual curriculum in the yeshivas.
Did we learn, Rebbe, in Brachos that you shouldn't ask a Talmud Chacham on a Masech that he's not learning?
Yeah, that's a great question. I was worried about that. It's a great question. Yeah, that's a very good question. I don't know. I didn't have a chance to look it up. You're not supposed to ask somebody a question. You embarrass him. But I don't know. Maybe, Joe, that's true, but... But the ones should be the posek. Really, he should be able to do that. You shouldn't ask him, but he should really know all the questions. It's a good question, though. Very good question. I don't know. Okay. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Ezel Talmid Chacham Shebnei Iro Mitzuvin Lasos Lo Malachto. What type of Talmid Chacham should people take care of his finances so he can sit and learn? Someone who never worries about his own stuff. He's not driving a fancy car, doesn't live in a fancy house, doesn't wear fancy clothing. The one who doesn't care about his own personal gashmius, and he's learning all day long. Such a person, you should support him.
That
that's only to provide him bread. But if he's independently wealthy, he has his own bread, so then you don't have to take care of him. You can ask him the halacha anywhere, and he says it l'may nafkamina l'menuye parnas alat zibur. I b'chad ha-mesechta be'asre. If he knows one mesechta well, you could appoint him the rabbi of a town. I b'chule tenuye. However, if he knows how to answer from everywhere, b'reish mesifta, then he should be the Rosh Yeshiva, not just the head of his own local town. Then he could be the Rosh Yeshiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, he has a different pshat, that the garments of Banoin, Elu Kelim Ha'ol Yarin, these are the garments of the bathhouse operators, Haboyin Mimedina Sayam. They have these chashiva towels when they come out of the bathhouse, so that people who are chashiva people should wrap themselves in chashiva robes and towels. And these towels, they're makbid even on a small amount of dirt. There's fancy robes. And therefore, even a revav mitzad echad is a problem. It's a different answer. Says the Gemara, "Lememra de chivrei ninu." You mean to tell me that these towels, these robes, were white, and that's why they're makbid even on a small amount of dirt? V'hamar lu Rabbi Yana lebanav, bonai al tik beruni lo bekelim levanav lo bekelim shchorim levanim shema lo eske ve'ayek chasim ben avelim shchorim shema eske ve'ayek avul ben chasanim. So Rabbi Yana said to his sons, "Don't bury me in white clothing, because maybe I'm not going to be zayich to be in Gan Eden. And if you put me in white clothing, all the Risharim are going to be in black, and I'm in white. I'm going to stick out. And don't put me in black clothing, because maybe I'm going to go to Gan Eden, and I'm going to look like a black among all the white garments of the tzaddikim. Ella bekelim ha'ol yarin abayim dina sayam. No, so I want you to bury me in the garments of the bathhouse, the towels. So, Alma sumkininu. We see from here that those were not white, not black. They were colored. They were red garments. So, from Rish Lakish, it sounded like they were white. Answer the Gemara Lokasha. Habaglime habalavushe. One is talking about the outer garment. Yeah, the outer garment is red. But the undergarment was white. That's what Rish Lakish is talking about. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Mekaplin, you're allowed to fold clothing and spread and make the bed on Shabbos. And we also said that the fats of the karbanos of Shabbos can be burnt on Shabbos, but the other karbanos cannot. But you can't do it from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara is not going to explain the root of the dispute. Is a Shabbos holier than Yom Kippur? Or Rabbi Akiva said Shabbos and Yom Kippur are the same Kedusha. Tana Rabbanan. Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato. The Ola of Shabbos is only on Shabbos. Limit al Chalvei Shabbos. Oh, right. So, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbos. Sounds like you're allowed to be makriv the carbon of one Shabbos on another Shabbos. Now, it can't be for next Shabbos because it's going to become nosa. Limit al chelvei Shabbos shekreivim biyom HaKippurim. This teaches us that the fats of the karbanos of Shabbos can be burnt on Yom Kippur if Yom Kippur is on Sunday. Yachol af shel Yom HaKippurim b'Shabbos. You might think even the fats of Yom Kippur could be on Shabbos. Tamad lomar b'Shabbato. That's the vav. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Mano. Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato liman al chevi Shabbos kriven b'yomtiv. No, because even Yontif is called Shabbos. So it means that the fats of Shabbos kriven on Yontif. Yochal af b'yom HaKippurim. Tamalomar b'Shabbato. Kishatim tzalomar, says the Gemara Div Rabbi Shmuel, Nadar v'Nadar is kriven b'yomtiv. So, if you want to understand the root of the dispute, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Nadar v'Nadar is kriven b'yomtiv. Rabbi Shmuel holds that you are allowed to bring optional karbonos on Yontif, even though you could wait to bring them after Yontif. So according to this opinion, Kavachomer, you are allowed to burn the fats and the limbs, which are supposed to be then, from Shabbos, right? Which you just didn't have a chance to finish burning the fats and the limbs. So you don't need a special pasuk. So the extra pasuk, v'chiyas t'kol yom ha-kippurim. But the Rabbi Akiva and the Dharma Davis ain't craving b'yantif. Rabbi Akiva holds you can't bring the Dharma Davis on yantif, and therefore v'chiyas t'kra, the pasuk needs l'mishrei yom b'yantif. The pasuk has to come to be matir, burning the fats of Shabbos on yantif. So it only works for yantif, which is a lower level of Kedusha, but not for Yom Kippur. Now, we learned earlier that on Erev Shabbos, he used to blow shofar to tell people when to stop doing malacha. And the Mishnah Nechulim discusses is what about if Yontif falls out on a Friday, would they still blow the shofar? To tell people that they had to stop doing malachas ochel nefesh. Would they blow the shofar or not? Because on Yontif, you're allowed to do some malachas. So says the Gemara. And the question is, does this depend on Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva that we just said? Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera said, Ki havina bebavel, when I was learning Torah in Yeshiva in Bavel, before I made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, Have Amri, I used to say, Ha desanya yom ha-kippur mishchalios be'erev Shabbos. Lo, are you token yom kippur that fell on Erev Shabbos? They would not blow the shofar, the six tekios, like they used to do, because the whole point of the tekios is to say, stop doing malacha. But here, Yom Kippur, they were already not doing malacha. So they wouldn't blow. Uvimotzai Shabbos lahayim avdilin. And similarly, if Yom Kippur fell out on a Sunday, on Motzai Shabbos, they would not make Havdalah. Divrei HaKolu, I thought everybody agreed to this. But Kisalik Nelahasa, when I made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachte Lihuda Bereda Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazdi, the Yosef HaKomer, no, Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Just like Chelvei Shabbos ain't craving Yom HaKippurim. So Yom Kippur is not more lenient than Shabbos. They're equal, according to Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, you can't blow shofar at all. D. Rabbi Shmuel came into Amar Chelvei Shabbos craving Yom HaKippurim. Since Rabbi Shmuel held that the fats of Shabbos could be burnt on Yom Kippur, so Shabbos Mocham Liska. So therefore, if Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday, you should blow the shofar to tell people that they should not be makriv, that you're not allowed to burn the fats from Yom Kippur on Shabbos. That you can burn the fats of Shabbos Yom Kippur, but you can't burn the fats of Yom Kippur on Shabbos. So that's what Rabbi Zeira heard. However, I said to Yehuda Bereid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi that no, maybe Rabbi Shmuel also agrees to this. Kohanim Zerizin Hain. Maybe the Kohanim, they know all the halacha, so they don't need it kias shofar. They don't need it kias shofar. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Amalei makshisha breder of chesta, Ravashi, mi amrinim Kohanim is reasoning. What are you telling me that Kohanim don't need reminders, that they know all the halachas, you don't have to blow the shofar? But what do you mean, Vatnan? We learned in a Mishnah Maseches Sukkah that there were 24 tekios in the Migdash, and that they would blow the shofar in the Migdash also. And on Erev Shabbos, they blew an additional six. Shalosh lahavdil sami malacha. Three to tell people to stop doing malacha. V'shalosh lahavdil min kodesh l'chol. So if these tekiyos were in the Migdash also, how could you tell me that was for the Kohanim? So you don't imply the rule of Kohanim's reason, man. And it's the Gemara, Kedamar Abaye. No, just like Abaye said, L'shar Amma de B'Yushalayim, by the Hileni Hamalka made a special gate to tell people when it was Netzachama and it was time to say Shema. It's interesting. It sounds like over there that Shema starts at Netz. We hold that it doesn't start at Netz, but that's what it sounds like. Hileni Amalka. So the Gemara answered there that it wasn't for the Migdash. L'shar Amma de B'Yushalayim, even though it was in the Beis HaMikdash, but it was to reflect for the whole Yushalayim. Hachanami L'shar Amma de B'Yushalayim. The reason they blew in the Migdash was not for the Kohanim. They didn't need it. Kohanim was reasoning, but it was for everybody else. Okay, now there was a certain malacha on Yom Kippur in the afternoon called knivas yerek, to like chop up the vegetables, or separate the vegetables from the stalks, to separate like the cabbage leaves from the stalks, so that they would be able to eat it right away on Motzi Yom Kippur, even though you're preparing from Yom Kippur to a weekday. It's an issur derabbanan. Nevertheless, they used to permit this. The Chachamim were matir. We're going to see it in a moment. So now the Gemara is going to ask on the Braisa. Ask the Gemara. Veliska. If Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday, Kechad ledi dishari b'knivas yarek when I'm in Cholam Allah. They should blow shofar if Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbos. So that people should know that in the afternoon it's permissible to do this malacha called knivas yarek. You're allowed to chop up the vegetables or separate the leaves from the stalks. Because Yom Kippur is more lenient than Shabbos, so you are allowed to prepare them, to eat them on Friday night. Even though you're preparing Yom Kippur to a weekday, it's permissible. Because, you know why it's permissible? Because actually, preparing the food on Yom Kippur causes you more pain. Because you're seeing the food, so it's permissible. That's what the Gemara is going to say. So you're actually adding inui on Yom Kippur. However, on Shabbos afternoon, it's not permissible to do that for a weekday. So why don't you blow shofar for that? Answer the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Levi she'ein dochin shavus lahatir. We're not going to permit the blowing of a shofar, which would normally be asur midrabanan, mishum shavus. So we're not going to be... We're not going to do that for a heter, to permit knivas yarek. If that's the whole reason you're blowing shofar, to permit knivas yarek, they only were matir shavus on Erev Shabbos. They only blew the shofar to make you worried about not doing an isser, not to permit you to do something, only to tell you to stop doing things, not to permit you to do stuff. That's one answer. Rav Sheish Bar David Amar Shavus Krova Itiru. No, even Heterim, the stuff that they were mutter to blow in the Migdash, even though there's an Isser, that's only if there would be something mutter right away. Shavus Rechoka Lo Itiru. But they didn't allow you to blow shofar if what you were going to get out of it was going to be a long time afterwards. So, if Yom Kippur falls out on Friday afternoon, they weren't matir you to blow shofar because it's not going to permit you to do something right away, because on this year you will not be able to cook on when Yom Kippur fell out on a Friday. Knivas Yerek would not be permissible because you couldn't cook it Friday night. Apparently this separating the stuff was to be able to cook it on Motzi Yom Kippur. But here with Shabbos and Motzi Yom Kippur, you wouldn't be able to cook it. So it's just for next year. So that year they wouldn't allow you to blow shofar because even though usually they would blow shofar to allow Knivas Yerek, but this year they wouldn't do that because it was Erev Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Ushvus Krova Yitiru? Would they permit you to blow shofar to permit you to do something right away? Well, tonight we learn the chul Yom Tov Shechol Yosef Erev Shabbos token. Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, so you would, if Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, you would blow shofar to tell people to stop malacha sochel nefesh velo mavdilin. But on Motze Yom Tov, which is Shabbos, you would not make havdalah. Because you're going into a stronger Kedusha. B'motzei Shabbos, however, if Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, you would make Havdalah. Mavdilin. Says the Gemara, but velo token. But if Yom Tov falls out on a Sunday, so you would not blow shofar . So wait a second. If you hold up, they wouldn't blow shofar. But if you say like Rav Shishi B'Rav Idi, who said it was mutter to blow shofar to tell people for something close, but not for something far. V'amai, liska, they should blow shofar as it's getting dark to permit doing melechas ochel nefesh on Sunday. What do you mean? They should tell people that they should blow shofar on Erev Yontif, like Shabbos afternoon, to tell people that it's going to be mutter to shecht right away. Answer the Gemara al Machvartik of the Rav Yosef. So it must be that the more correct answer was Rav Yosef's answer, that we don't blow shofar for a heter, only for Yisurim. Even if the heter was Karov, right away we still don't blow shofar for a heter. Amar Bezer Rav Huna, Amri Lo, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna. Yom HaKippurim Shechal Lios B'Shabbos, Aser B'Knivas Yerek. He says Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. It's Aser to do Knivas Yerek. Even though on a regular Yom Kippur it's Mutter, but if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that because it's a Tircha Yisera on Shabbos. The Chacham only permitted this on Yom Kippur, but it's Aser on Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, and therefore, of course, it's also on a regular Shabbos. Amar Rav Mana, Tana, we lived in a Brisa. Minan Yom Kippur Shchalis of Shabbos Shalos of Pnimas Yerek. Talmud Lomar Shabboson Shvus. Says the Gemara Lomai. What's this pasuk teaching us? Ilei Malim Malacha. If you're talking about like Mamish doing real Malacha, Vaksiv Lo Sasakal Malacha. I already know that. El alav aknivas yerek. It's coming to teach me even something that's not a real malacha. It's just a tircha yisera, this extra malacha of knivas yerek, separating. It was already separated from the tree, but you're just separating the leaves from the stalks. Nevertheless, it's aser minator because of the mitzvahs asay. There's an asay of shvisa. The extra word shabbosan teaches us that you have to have an extra shabbosan from things that are extra tircha and amal. So it's also to do them on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Avraham Rabbi Yochanan, Yom HaKippurim Shechal Dios B'Shabbos, Mutter B'Knivas Yerek. Rabbi Chiya bar Avraham Rabbi Yochanan, he disagrees. No, if Yom Kippur falls down on Shabbos, it's mutter to separate the leaves from the stalks. Because he holds that Shabboson Shavus is not coming to ask for anything that there's any kind of bother. Rather, it teaches that someone who does malach on Shabbos violates the regular asay and the los asay. It's an extra asay for a regular malach, and it's not coming to talk about knivas yerek, about tircha yisera. It's not coming to talk about tircha yisera. Asks the Gemara and Rabbi Yochanan, Meisi vei, minayim li amakum and shechalis b'shabbos shalosu b'knivas yerek, tamalom and shabbos and shvus. So you see, it's just going on knivas yerek. Lamai. It's not talking about chopping it off a tree. It's referring to separating leaves from the stalks. Answer the Gemara, lo, that's not what it means. Really, it's talking about regular malacha. No, it means the knivas yarek is like all malachas. There's an asay and a los asay. So there you have the machlokas. Tanya kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in a brisa in support of Rabbi Yochanan. Yom HaKippur Mishachal Yos B'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, mutter b'knivas yerek, it's permissible to separate the stalks. There's no problem. And not only are you allowed to separate the leaves from the stalks on Shabbos, maftsin be'gozim, you are allowed to crack the nuts to prepare them for eating, umafarkasim berimonim, you're allowed to prepare the pomegranates for eating, minamincha lamala, you're allowed to do this from the time of mincha katana. 9.5 hours into the day, 3:30 on a perfect 6-to-6 day, Yom Kippur afternoon. Why do we allow you to permit the food on Yom Kippur to start preparing the food? Mipnei agmas nefesh, because actually it's more painful to start preparing the food Yom Kippur in the afternoon from 9.5 hours into the day. So it adds to the inui of Yom Kippur, and that's why they permitted it. And not only is it permitted on Yom Kippur, but it's even permitted on Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Devei Rabbi Yehuda Mikanvei Karva, in the house of Rabbi Yehuda, they used to chop up the cabbage to prepare them for food Yom Kippur afternoon. the Bei Rabba Gar de Kare, in the house of Rabba, they would chop up the gourds, the pumpkins, Kevan de Chaz de Habakam Charfe. So they used to prepare the gourds because Rabba saw that the people would, but once he saw the people were doing it even too early in the day before the mincha, Amar Lahu, he said to the people, Asa Igrisim Maravim Shmeid Rabbi Yochanan to Asir. A letter came from Eretz Yisrael saying that it's Asir to do this. Now, it wasn't really true, but he saw they were doing it too early. So he said clearly for us it's not going to be mutter. Apparently they wouldn't have listened to him if he would have just forbade it. So he said, "Oh, the letter came from Eretz Yisrael saying that it was us because the people were doing it wrong." So it sounds like he told them something not true just to get them to stop doing it. Wow. So the Magen Avraham writes, based on this Gemara, that someone who hears a halacha and he thinks it's correct, he's allowed to say the name of an Adam Gadol so that people should listen to him. Wow. What do you mean by that? It's lying. Says Masech Skal, Omer Dov B'Shem Chacham Shalo Garmi Menu Garm L'Shechina Shetestahalak Mi'Yisrael. El Yerabba writes, She'osu Rakbom Shem Kami Menu Afim Lo'ya Omer Asadin B'Shem Adam Gadol. It's only in a case if they only would accept it if he says it in the name of this person who never said it. Wow. Okay. There's a lot of discussion about this. Okay. Gentlemen, I want to wish everyone a wonderful day. Tomorrow we're back to 7:30. Everyone should have a great day.
Thank you.
Hadron Alach Eluk Sharim. Tomorrow we'll start with Kol Kisveh.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great day.
You too.